It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
A historical event, an historical event. There must be a right way to say this.
That's what they say. Ann Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Hey, Ann.
Hello.
I don't think we should get hysterical over historical, but there is a natural inclination for the tongue to say an historical event. However, that inclination is wrong.
There's an issue here. We've got speakers who say ahistorical and anhistorical. The issue is whether you pronounce the H at the beginning of that word. Now, most American English speakers pronounce H. We're not H droppers. In Britain, a lot of the urban varieties of British English drop the H, even in words like house, you get ouse. But at the beginning of words in American English, we tend to pronounce the H. So you'll get history. So we will say a history. Now let's look at historical. The issue with historical is that the stress has moved to the second syllable. And in unstressed syllables, that H sometimes is lightly pronounced if it's pronounced at all. So for speakers with a lightly pronounced H, they will say an historical.
So it's an H light is what you're saying?
An H light. My H is pretty well pronounced on historical, so it makes sense for me to say a historical event.
But I hear an awful lot of people saying an historical, and it does sound wrong to say a historical.
It doesn't actually sound wrong to me, and I actually notice when speakers who pronounce the H say an historical, and I think, why are you doing that? Does it sound better to you, even though you pronounce that H?
Why? Why, Anne? Tell us.
I don't know. It may be that that's seen as a more formal pronunciation, a more proper pronunciation.
So you're saying we're getting the H out of here.
The H is a little bit unstable in English. It's pretty stable in if the syllable is stressed, like history. But if the syllable's not stressed, you may not hear the H. A good example is the word vehicle. Some speakers say vehicle. I myself have lost the H in that, vehicle. I put the H back in, though, in vehicular, because then the syllable is stressed.
Fickle, aren't you?
I know.
So some other examples where that might happen, where we're dropping a consonant?
In fact, the system for A versus an is very regular. I once put on a test for students the question of, with the word unicorn, given that it starts with a U, why do we say a unicorn, not an unicorn? And I got these amazing answers about the unicorn is a mythical beast, therefore it breaks the system of the English sounds. The answer is, no, it doesn't. In fact, the word unicorn, although it's spelled with an initial U, starts with a consonant, the sound ya, unicorn.
Sure. Leave the unicorns alone.
Okay, I promise.
Thank you, Anne. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Rena.